I had two questions to ask. Is there any difference between the way of praying namaz between men and women?
That's the first question.
Yeah, and the second one is, I've heard that there is Shafi Imam and Hanafi and all that. But I want to know that which is the right one to follow as a new Muslim.
To be honest, Jazakumullah khair, the first question is there any difference between the salah of a male and a female? If you take a look at the scholars of jurisprudence, there is a difference of opinion between the Hanafi scholars and the rest of the scholars in this regard. So whilst the Hanafi scholars do say that there are some differences between a man and a woman's salah, the rest of the scholars say that there is no difference because it's not proven with authentic ahadith. And as we've said, these scholars of jurisprudence have all proven their points with various ahadith and so on. The confusing factor is what should a person do if, say, I've accepted Islam, and what school of thought do I follow? That's a very important question. What I've found to be the most practical answer is where you are and those who've actually assisted you in accepting Islam and so on, the entire environment. Not every place would be similar to Dubai here, where you can actually affiliate to an institution of this nature that would probably teach you what is closest to the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have different countries, and I know that we face this challenge in so many countries where you've accepted Islam and everyone around you happens to follow the madhab of Imam Shafi'i. So when it comes to beliefs, everyone is one. Belief will not differ. But when it comes to matters of jurisprudence, a person says Ameen aloud, a person says it softly, a person ties their hands on the chest and someone else ties it on their belly, and someone else might raise their hands and someone may not. Matters of jurisprudence are not as important as matters of faith and belief. So it's important for us to know that in belief we don't differ. But when it comes to matters of jurisprudence, the four schools of thought are widely accepted by the entire ummah. So we would be wrong to discount a school of thought based on the fact that, you know what, it's not the school of thought that I follow when it comes to jurisprudence. I hope you're following the answer that I'm giving. And at the same time, what we need to know is perhaps those who are around us, it would be most practical for us to learn jurisprudence similar to what they have. That there are many differences of opinion across the globe. It does not remove us from the fold of Islam as such if the jurisprudence is different, and if, for example, we are following one of the four schools that are there. It does not remove us from the fold of Islam, but some people actually use the opportunity to chisel through these differences in a way that they want to split the entire ummah. I'd like to hope that belief-wise we should be all the same. We should be all acknowledging what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, and inshallah in that front without disagreement.